Welcome back to the show. How are you doing today? I was just wanting to spout off a quick episode. Good question I saw on a chat this morning, which was simply, how do I tell people about the negative stuff that's going on without having, you know, like passed on negative energy or something like that, right? So that's why neutrality is so important, that if we can look at everything, and it's always a choice, oh, okay. It's like that, huh? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. However you want to say it. But it doesn't mean that it's, you know, something you're all in favor of. It's just like, oh, okay, it's like that, huh? Okay. Because acceptance is the key to peace. That doesn't mean you have to accept what's happening in front of you, but if you reject it, you go down a couple notches, so pick one. Acceptance is easier. It keeps you going. So that's how, if you want to have a chat with somebody and say, hey, look, things aren't quite what you've been seeing, often it's best to wait if they want to hear it. You know, it's not a gift unless the receiver wants it. Yeah, that's a Zen saying, Zen koan, they call it. That really makes a lot of sense. Just shine on. Like, that's how you broadcast, because you're like a human tuning fork. And when you're in the flow, as you know, remember who you are. You're like this little silent beacon of vibrational importance. That's why it's important for you to be having a groovy day. I just want to have more people that are fun to play with. How about you? Right? We're on a ride. Okay, it's the ride called our lives. Okay, there is no there. So let's just pick the people we want to put in the back seat behind us in the roller coaster. Are they thrower uppers? You don't want them at your back. Think about it. Oh my goodness, I know, I crack myself up. I hope you're laughing too. Laughter overcomes fear. Yes, it's been scientifically proven recently, though I can't quote the source, it's reliable. It really does. Laughter overpowers fear. So find ways to light up your day and shine your light out there. That's enough of a broadcast. You don't necessarily have to have a come to Jesus meeting with somebody unless they ask you. That's cool. Just keep living really big out loud and more, and pretty soon they'll be like, why are you always glowing? You look like you have a secret. That's what I was told. Well, I was meditating a lot more than I do now, and I was determined to be called happy-go-lucky. I wanted to be that much of a free spirit. And I got there, and somebody actually said those words. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. That was a reach from where I made that wish. Debbie Downer wants to be called happy-go-lucky. Good luck with that. I used to think happy people were faking it. So I'm here to show you, just showing up. Turnarounds are totally doable. I want to show you the way to a better time. Let's go have some fun together. I'm looking for my tribe. They have to be fun and upbeat too. That's the best criteria, don't you think? Well, it starts by being that yourself. So if you feel the need to ring the triangle on the porch and say, oh, you guys need to know this, go ahead. Just don't be attached to the outcome. Attachment is the source of all pain. You just have to prefer that they would hear you or be open to it, but don't be like addicted to a response. People will disappoint you. Shocker. Yeah, this just in, right? So you want to have, you know, fewer instances of that, so you don't have to work on rebounding skills as much. Okay. It's all about who you're drawn to walk about with, you know. That's all I'm talking about. All right, guys. That's enough. Make it a great day. Remember to ask, how can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? It'll work out. It does it on its own. You'll see. This is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.